שיהיה עניין עליהם ועצור עסקי.
Topic what we discussed last year a little bit before Rosh Hashanah also, so some of it will be review and then try to add a couple of new points as well. So the Mishnah says on Lamed Gimel and Beis, four lines up from the end of the Mishnah, that Misha Birich Ba'achar Kach Nisman Alo Shofar Tokeya Umeviya V'Tokeya Shalash Pam. Someone who said the Rashi, Misha Birech, Espanol, Tfilas, Musafin, Birech, Tisha Brachos. He said the Musaf Dekah, Shemon Esrei, and said the nine Brachos. So just incidentally, right, Rashi here, and perhaps Rashi knows of this and is dismissing that opinion, but either way, Rashi is taking out his position that the Baal HaMor espouses the view that Me'ikah Hadin was supposed to say nine brachos in all the Shemoneh Esreis of Rosh Hashanah, not just in Musaf, but in each of the Shemoneh Esreis of Rosh Hashanah, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha was supposed to say nine brachos. I mean, Rashi clearly is coming la'afuke from such an opinion, from saying Hispel Tfilas Musafin Ubirech Tisha Brachos. But that's only the case in Musaf. If you take a look in the Daf Yehariv, on Yud Beis, I'm but I think that if Tisha Brachos were not unique to Musaf, so you're absolutely correct, but if Tisha Brachos were not unique to Musaf, so then Rashi needs to tell us what Misha Birech means, to spell to those Musaf. If Tisha Brachos isn't unique to Musaf, I'm not sure he would have added that. If you take a look on Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Daf Yehariv, Ani Omer, Mitzi Hamor HaKotet. The Baal HaMor says here on the bottom, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Va'ani Omer, Ki Mishorash HaHalacha, Ein B'Rosh Hashanah, Sheva Brachos, Ela Teisha Heim La'Olam. Me'ikah Hadin, the Baal HaMor says, I mean, the Baal HaMor is well aware of the fact that what he's saying is against the Minig, right? So Mishorash HaHalacha, meaning, in contrast to the prevailing Minig, I'm of the opinion, says the Baal HaMor, that Me'ikah Hadin, the Rosh Hashanah Shemon Esrei, always consists of nine brachos. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'shachar, bein b'musaf, bein b'mincha. What suggests that? What prompts that idea? Kamosha Tiru Perek Tfilas HaShachar. You see in the Gemara in Brachos, in the fourth parak, Hani Shemon Esrei Keneged Mi. Hani Shiva the Shabbat Keneged Mi. Right? The Gemara says that every Shemon Esrei we have, the number of brachos is not incidental. It wasn't that Chazal figured out that they went through the shopping list, and then however many items, you know, happened to end up on the shopping list, that's how many brachos we have. No, there has to be significance to the number. It has to correspond to something. So the Gemara asks, what does 18 correspond to when Birkas Haminim, when Amashinim was added? What was the justification for that? What does 19 correspond to? What does the 7 of Shabbos and Yom Tov correspond to? And then in that context, the Gemara says here in the third line of the Baal HaMor, Hani Teisha Brachos de Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. The Gemara refers to the nine Brachos of Rosh Hashanah. So the Baal HaMor says, it doesn't say the Musaf de Rosh Hashanah. Nira lanu mikan, she'en lanu lachlok b'teisha brachos b'chol tfilas hayom, k'mo she'en lachol lachlok b'shmon esre shol chol u'b'shabu shol sheva. He says the same way when the Gemara says Shiva the Shabbata and doesn't modify it, it reflects the fact that each of the Shemoneh Esreis and Shabbos consists of 7. Similarly with the 18 or 19 of the weekday, So too, he thinks the implication is the same when the Gemara speaks about the nine brachos of Rosh Hashanah. Then he goes on and makes the point that Eli made before. That doesn't mean that they blew shofar in every tefillah. For afal pi she'im token el b'musaf k'disnan, as the Mishnah says, that over the fnei hateva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah hasheni maskia, that the tkiyos accompany tefillas musaf hola inyan brachos zev zeshav. He thinks that that Mishnah also implies that the only contrast between the Shachris and the Musaf is in terms of Tkiyah Shofar. Okay. Well, what's so suggestive about this? Is very much a Das Yochid, obviously, this opinion of the Baal HaMor. What's so suggestive about it is that the idea which it suggests is one which, even though this application is not accepted, but the idea is very much in the mainstream. And that is, Let's shift gears and consider a different question for a moment. In the middle bracha, in our seven bracha Shmon Esrei, for Arvis, Shachas, and Mincha, concludes Melech HaKol HaOretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'Yom HaZikaron. That's the chasima of the bracha. That's also the chasima of Kiddush. It's also the chasima of the first of the middle brachas of Musaf. Fine. Now, what happens if you omit the phrase Melech HaKol HaOretz? What happens if you say Baruch Atah Hashem? I'm sort of on a yontiv train of thought. So Mekadosh Yisrael, and in this case V'yom HaZikaron, and you leave out the phrase Melech HaKol HaOretz. So some Achronim say that with the exception of Musaf, it's not Ma'akev. That since only Musaf has Malchios integrated, so in Musaf, where the chasima is summing up a bracha not only of Kedushas Hayom, but it's summing up a bracha of Malchios also, so then the phrase Melech HaKol HaOretz is Ma'akev. But in Kiddush, Arv, Shachris, and Mincha, where it's only a summation of Kedushas Hayom, it's not a summation of Malchios, so then Melech HaKol HaOretz is not Ma'akev. And the Rav used to quote Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said, no, that Melech HaKol HaOretz is always Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev on all other occasions also. Ah, you don't have Malchios. So Reb Chaim said, no, you do have Malchios, because Malchios is the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. It's true that the mitzvah of the long exposition, so that we only do once. We only do that in Musaf, with the Aleinu, Alkei Nekave, and the Ten Psukim, so that we only do once. But Malchios is synonymous with the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, and again, and that's why we certainly maintain that the paragraph in all the Shmon Esrei of Melech HaKol HaOlam Kulo B'Chvodecha, that entire paragraph. So Reb Chaim said, therefore, the Melech HaKol HaOretz is always Ma'akev. And Reb Chaim held that one would be, again, if you catch yourself Toch Kedei Divo, so obviously it's no problem. But if you didn't catch yourself Toch Kedei Divo, Reb Chaim's opinion was that you would have to be Chozer on all occasions for omitting that phrase of Melech HaKol HaOretz. So
inverse? That's what he possibly said.
No, but others disagree. The other Matzah Ephraim say no, that it's only by Musaf.
So you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron is sufficient.
According to the others, right. So what this Baal HaMor, so what's interesting about this Baal HaMor is again, so obviously the Baal HaMor goes much further, but the Baal HaMor highlights this idea, right? The fact that according to the Baal HaMor, you said Malchus, Achanus, and Shofar in each Shmon Esrei, and that the nine bracha Shmon Esrei is the standard Shmon Esrei, as opposed to just the Musaf Shmon Esrei. So what that expresses is this idea of Reb Chaim, that it's not just that in Musaf we sort of digress to talk about Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty, Zichronos, Hashkocha Tortes, Socher V'Omesh, and Shofar, Gilui Shechina, specifically at Ma'amad HaSinai and Lo Asad Lovo. It's not just that in Musaf we digress to talk about these things, but these things are really, they comprise the essence of the Kedushas Hayom. That's what this view, again, albeit in terms of this application, very much a Das Yochid, but that's the idea which which it underscores. Okay, but al kopanim, mistama, that's what Rashi here is indicating to us. Again, whether such an opinion had been espoused already before the Balamor, I don't know. But Rashi clearly is dismissing that opinion. Okay. So
in terms of nine, it's machius, minisbolch, and shofar, sechonos, the whole. In other words, the essence of the day is comprised of all three.
Right, because in many ways,
the extension of the requirements.
Right, because in many ways, the chronos and shofaros. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this yet tonight. In many ways, Zichronos and Shofros are sort of aspects of Malchios. They're sort of applications of Malchios in the sense that Malchios, the fact of sovereignty, also implies a relationship, which is what Zichronos and Shofros deal with, right? Those are aspects of Malchios that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Melech, so exercises divine providence, and socha va'onesh, and holds us to judgment, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, again, implying relationship, which is what Malchios implies, that it implies relationship, so then there is Gilei Shechina. So basically, Zichronos and Shofos are really aspects of Malchios as well, which again, in the Musar Shvan Esrei, so we spell those out. We make explicit these aspects, but basically they're, if we want to have the chutzpah of the guy who came to Shammai and Hillel and said, I want one theme for the three brachas, not three themes, al regalachas is that zichronos and shofos really are simply aspects of malchus as well. Okay. Fine. So what does the Mishnah say? So the Mishnah says that Misha Birich, Rashi says Birich means he doesn't Musaf. At the time he had no shofar. So what does he do? So subsequently, afterwards, when he gets a hold of a shofar, so then at that point, he'll blow the requisite nine colors. Right? The Mishnah, which is before the Taikon of Avi Abo, which the Gemara quotes in the Lamed Daled, is just reflecting what we, according to most Rishon and Paskin, that the basic mitzvah d'oraisa and Rosh Hashanah is nine colors, right? Three truos, each of which have pshuto lefaneha, pshuto achareha, preceded and followed by a tekiah, right? Rashi, tokeo meriah v'tokeah shalosh pa'amim, tokeo meriah v'tokeah b'shvil malchios, v'chein b'shvil zichronos, v'chein b'shvil shofros. So Rashi, interestingly, correlates the fact that there are nine kolos, or three lines, right, etkiya, true etkiya, as one line of shofar. Rashi says that directly corresponds to Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofar, right? That directly corresponds to Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofos, right? Which is interesting, right? Rashi doesn't say that the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofos correspond to the Shofar. He says that the Shofar corresponds to the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofos. How can something d'oraisa be said to correspond to a d'rabbana, right? Isn't it the case, if you take a look on Lamed Daled Amud Beis for a moment, the third line after they branch out, so the Gemara says, mitzvah betokin yosem min hamavorchen. It's more of a mitzvah to hear shofar than it is to daven musaf. Why do we have to rank them? Kate said, shtei ayoros ba'achas tokin ba'achas mavorchen. A person lives more or less equidistant, or lav davka equidistant, but there are two cities within walking range. So he can go to one, so they have a shofar and a bal tekeah, but they don't have anyone who knows the Musaf Shvan Esrei, so he won't be able to daven Musaf. In the other one, they have someone who knows the Musaf Shvan Esrei, but they have no shofar. So ba'achas token, ba'achas mevorchen. So where do you buy your Rosh Hashanah ticket? Where do you buy your Rosh Hashanah ticket? So the Gemara says, hokan l'makom shetoken. Ve'en hochem l'malkim shem avochem. That you should go daven where they can blow shofar. You don't daven, you don't go where they'll say musaf. Says the Gemara, pshita hada raisa hada rabban, obviously. Ki shofar is daraisa, malkim zechonis and shofaros are only darabban. And says the Gemara, lo tzricha d'afagav d'havadei v'hasafek. Meaning, there's greater chance of the Baal Tokea getting stuck and not being able to produce the kolos properly than there is of the Baal Musaf forgetting the Shmon Esrei. That's more of a sure bet, that he's going to remember the Musaf and be able to say it properly is more of a sure bet than that the Baal Tokea will succeed with Tkiya Shofar. So maybe you should go for the Durabonon, which is a safer bet, rather than the Da'oraisa, which is not as safe a bet, no, that you go for the Tzkiya Shofar, you go for the Da'oraisa. So the Ramban al HaTorah says, Rashi al HaTorah, if you take a look in the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a couple of drushes here. If you see where it says Bamidbar Yud, in between the Rashi lines and the Gemara lines, right near where it says Gemara in the Rashi lines, the Gemara here has a couple of drushes for how you know we say Malchus Zechronos and Shofas. Right? How do you know we say Malchus Zechronos and Shofas? So one of them, for instance, the Gemara Darshan's from Parshas Bahaloscha, I think this is where the Rashi is. I don't know if the Rashi is in a more Bahaloscha. I think it's in Bahaloscha. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda Omer Einot Tzarech. Haregu omer v'hoyu lachem l'zikaron l'fnei alokeichem. Then it says, ani Hashem alokeichem. She'ein Talmud loma, ani Hashem alokeichem. It's not needed. Uma Talmud loma. Ani Hashem alokeichem. Zeh bo na'av l'chol mokum sh'nema v'zikron az yu malchi yosim mohen. So the Gemara associates malchi zikron as in shofas with psukim. So Rashi in the Perish Al HaTorah quotes this drasha. So the Ramban is masig, and the Ramban says, no, you shouldn't quote this in the Perish Al HaTorah. These are clearly only asmachtas. But Haraya, the Gemara says, he has two rayas. One of the two is this Gemara here in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara says that mitzvah betokin yosem era mevochim, because hadar aitza, hadar abonin. So clearly, the psukim of Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos are only derabonin, right? That's the clear upshot of the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So in light of that, the Gemara in Lamed Beis, no, if it's just an asmachta, that's the way it should be understood. So why is Rashi al HaTorah quoting that asmachta? So the truth is that not only from Rashi al HaTorah, but I think the Rav pointed this out as well, but Be'emes, you see Rashi here in Rosh Hashanah as well, consistently implies that Malchus and Zechronos and Shofos are the Oraisa. Where do you see it? Because again, to say that the three lines of Tkiya Tru Tkiya, each of those three lines, correspond to Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofos, so again, you can't say a Doraisa corresponds to Dora Durabonon. You can say it in the opposite direction, right? You can say the Durabonon was introduced to correspond to a Doraisa, but you can't say that the Doraisa is corresponding to a Durabonon. And yet that's clearly what Rashi is saying here. Rashi said it earlier in the Mishnah as well, on the opening line of our Mishnah here, on Lamed Gim, Lamed Beis, where the Mishnah says, Seidah Tekiyos, Shalosh. So Rashi says, what are all these three Shaloshes here to account for, right? So one Shalosh is Tekiya Tura Tekiya. That's one Shalosh. Another Shalosh is that you have to repeat that sequence three times. So that's two of them. What's the third Shalosh here? Shalosh. So Rashi says, Achas l'malchios, achas l'zichronos, v'achas l'shofos. And again, the Doraisa is for malchios, zichronos, and shofos. So Rashi consistently seems to be saying that malchios, zichronos, and shofos are Doraisa. Right? That's what Rashi is indicating in the Perish Al HaTorah by quoting these drushes, and that's what the Rashis here indicate as well. So what do you do with the Ramban's kasha? Right? The Gemara does seem black and white against Rashi. So you can answer it in one of two ways. I think that the answer the Rav used to give, if I'm not mistaken, I hope I'm not interchanging these two. The answer the Rav used to give is as follows. Again, what was the context here in the Gemara, Lamed Aleph and Beis, that you have two cities, right? In one, they only have a shelf and a Baal Tekeya, and in the other, they have a Baal Tefila, right? So in that context, where Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros are being said without Shofar, so the Gemara says it's the Rabbanan, right? But what about when Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros are said as a commentary on Shofar? If Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, like the Gemara says, back on Tezayin Amid Aleph, right, the famous Gemara, the second line after they dash out to the right on the bottom. Imbu the funai be Rosh Hashanah Malchios Zichronos v'Shofros. Malchios Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem Zichronos Kadesh Yale Zichronechem the funai the Tova Ubameh v'Shofar. So the Malchios Zichronos and Shofros are a commentary or an introduction to Shofar. So together with Shofar, Malchios Zichronos and Shofros are a mitzvah daraisa. The Gemara says Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos are only Drabonon, because the Gemara is talking about a case in the city where they're only Mevachin. They have no Tekiah Shofar. Without Tekiah Shofar, so Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos standing alone are only Drabonon. But Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, B'mokum Shetokin, would have been Doraisa as well. The difference is this, that Tekiah Shofar, even without Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, is Doraisa. But Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, without Tekiah Shofar, is not Doraisa. That's one Mahalach for Rashi. The other Mahalach, I heard from Razak, Zechonos Levachos, is the exact opposite in Rashi, suggests that Midoraisa, you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, through Tekiah Shofar as well. That Tekiah Shofar, since it expresses Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofos, on a De'oraisa level, satisfies both obligations. The Chiyuv to say Malchios, Zechonos, and Shofos, even though you blew Shofar, is only De'rabbanon. The Chiyuv to say it, again, in addition to blowing Shofar, is only De'rabbanon. Okay, but I think the Rav said the other Mahalas. Okay.
According to the second Mahalach, so he's saying that you can be Yoytimi Doraisa, the mitzvah of Malchus, well, just the Him Shofar.
Right. So that the themes of Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofar are expressed through the Shofar.
But
if you don't have Shofar, so then it would be Doraisa to say it. And what does the Gemara mean that it's Dorabonon then? What the Gemara means it's Dorabonon is that you should go Bedavka to be able to say them and not rely on having them expressed through Tekiah Shofar, that is the Rabbanon. Okay. Anyway, so those are the two Mahalachim. I think the Rav used to say the first Mahalach, that it's a commentary on Tekiah Shofar. So with Tekiah Shofar, it's Daraisa. Without Tekiah Shofar, that's what the Rav says. Pshita, ha Daraisa, ha Rabbanon. Okay, that's also just parenthetical.
The possession of the God is very well fitting the Rav's relationship. Shofar is the way of Tefillah.
Yeah, in Hachanami.
Yeah, but Tefillah, it's me'ena Tefillah, it's not exclusive of Tefillah.
Right.
I mean, to say that it's exclusive to be to Yotze Shofar, it's me'ena Tefillah, it's part of the Tefillah, it's not exclusive of Tefillah.
Okay. Good, fine. So let's see the Gemara here on Lamed Daled Amid Beis. Around 7-8 lines before they branch out. Mishu birach v'achakach nesvan al shofar tokeh meriyat hakeh. So what did the Mishnah say? If you daven musaf and only later did you procure a shofar, so then you blow shofar afterwards. So clearly the implication is time to have the shofar meikara. Why didn't you blow shofar already? Because you didn't have a shofar initially. If he would have had a shofar initially, so then kishamalahu, when would a person hear that kis? I say the bracha shamalahu. Okay, and incidentally, the phraseology of the Gemara here is certainly supports the kviyas of the Rambam that the mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah is l'shmoa kol shofar, right? Not to blow, but rather to listen. Because otherwise, right, the Gemara would have used the idiom of ki takalu. Okay, it's not an absolute ironclad right, but that's the mashmos. Rav Papa bar Shmuel come the tzibuye. Rav Papa bar Shmuel, who for whatever reason was not able to be davening the tzibu in Rosh Hashanah, got up to daven. Amalei l'shamei, he said to his attendant, ki nahir nolach, when I signal you, kali. So you blow. And his attendant, Shamei, served as his baltakei. So he said, I'll signal you, and then you'll blow. So Amalei Rava, who was present, apparently, lo, or maybe Rava heard about it subsequently, but it sounds like he was there at the time. Amalei Rava, lo amru el b'cheve'ir. No. The Mishnah, which suggests clearly that you blow, I'll say the habrachos, that malchios v'tokeya, zechonos v'tokeya, shofos v'tokeya, is lo amru el b'cheve'ir. That's only if you're b'tzibur. However, shalom b'cheve'ir, you don't do that. So you shouldn't have him blowing shofar for you in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Tanya na miyachi. The Gemara quotes a brisa which corroborates Rava. Kishahu shomon, when you hear the tkiyas, shomon al haseder, you have to hear them in sequence, tkiyah, but al seder brachos, malchios tkiyah, zichronos tkiyah, shofos tkiyah. Vamed vamamurim, that you have both these dinim, when you're davening with a minion, if you're not davening with a minion, so then shomon al haseder, however, v'shalom al seder brachos, you still have to hear the correct sequence of kolos, tkiyah tura tkiyah, shomon al haseder, however, v'shalom al seder brachos, but you don't hear it al seder habrachos, you don't hear it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Fine, and that of course is the din, that a yochid would not blow shofar in the Shmoneh Esrei. So when does he blow shofar? When does he blow shofar? Again, so practically, obviously, it often boils down to when the Baal Tokei can come. But let's say, optimally, let's say a person is in a position to arrange that the Baal Tokei should come any time that he wants. So the Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch that basically you do it in the same point in davening that the tzibur does it, dahainu, after shachris, before musaf. That's when you blow shofar. The Vilna Gaon there says, and in the parentheses there, it tells you that Rambam is quoting a kolbo, and the Vilna Gaon says, but Rashi says differently. And the impression you have from the Vilna Gaon is that he seems to be siding with Rashi. Why? Because if you take a look at the Rashi here, and I was sugi, diva maskal, ela b'chever ir, so Rashi, first of all, tells us, what is the phrase chever ir mean? Chabur es tzibur. That's what chever ir means. Fine. Aval yachid mevarech es kulo, but a yachid should say the entire Shmoneh Esrei, v'achar kach tokei teshet kiyos, and after he davens, musaf, right? After he davens, musaf, so then he blows the nine kolos. Then he blows the nine kolos. That's Shitas Rashi. What's the issue here between Rashi and the Ramah as to when optimally a yachid is going to blow? What's the issue? So the issue would seem to be as follows. This explanation also from Zach Zichron Levracha as follows. How do we, let's say B'tzibur, when we do blow al Seder Brachos, so how do we affect that kiyum of tkiyos al Seder Brachos? First you say the bracha, then you blow, right? Meaning that by articulating malchios, so then the malchios resonates in the shofar as well. And by articulating zichronos, so then when you blow shofar, it resonates in the shofar as well. Okay, so that's how it's done. And you can't do it the other way, right? We don't blow shofar right before malchios, but it's rather malchios v'tokeya, zichronos v'tokeya, shofros v'tokeya. Now, what Rashi seems to be saying is that in principle, this kiyum of tkiyos al-seder brachos, and again, Rashi l'shitaso, I don't know if he added this, but Rashi l'shitaso, it makes a lot of sense. But what Rashi seems to hold is that this kiyum of tkiyos al seder brachos applies to a yochid as well, albeit in a different form. That for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure why this is, but I think we actually discussed this a little bit last year, but for whatever reason, not just Rashi, but the pattern we have is that a tzibur can insert things into the Shmoneh Esrei proper, which a yachid has to relegate to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say, Vidui on Yom HaKippurim, right? So the yachid says it at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, the tzibur integrates it into the Shmoneh Esrei proper. Okay, so for whatever reason, that's the model, that's the pattern we have. So a yachid also has this mitzvah, this kiyum of tkiyos ha-seder brachos, but the way the yachid fulfills it is different, right? He goes about it differently than the tzibur. So again, once you hear that, so then clearly what's the implication of the Ramah? What's the implication then of the psak of the Ramah? That the Ramah says that we blow shofar before Musaf. So what's the implication? Right? The implication is clearly that the Ramah thinks that there is no, it's not. When Rava told him la'omra al-b'chever ir, Rava wasn't only telling him that you can't insert it in the Shmoneh Esrei unless you have a tzibur. He was telling him this whole mitzvah of tkiyos ha-seder brachos doesn't exist for a yachid. It only exists for a tzibur. If it doesn't exist for a yachid, so why should he unnecessarily postpone tkiyos shofar until after Musaf? Let him have the tkiyos shofar already after Shacharis. Now, if you take a look in the Ran, for instance, you find a couple of Rishonim who say this mefurish, that the tkiyos ha-seder brachos is only for the tzibur. If you take a look, again, back on that same daf we were before, in the daf Yerif, your days, Omid Aleph. The Ran here is actually commenting on a Gemara a little bit further down, on Lamed Aleph, Omid Aleph. The Gemara quotes, what is it, a Braisa, a Tosefta, which tells us of an exchange between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim as to what the function of Chazaras Hashatz is. So the Chachamim are of the opinion that one who knows how to daven is not allowed l'chatzila to simply rely on Chazaras Hashatz and say that I'll be yotzei ma'achi yotzila through Chazaras Hashatz. So Rabbi Gamliel says to them, so according to you, why do you bother having a Chazaras Hashatz? Right? That's the line which the Ran is commenting on here. L'divreichem, if you see where it says Gemara in the Ran, around five lines into the narrow line, two lines underneath that. L'divreichem, lo mishleach tzibur yored lefnei ha-teva, says the Ran, perush, b'shor yemos ha-shana, Rabbi Gamliel's question to the Chachamim, of why do you bother having a Chazaras Hashatz if no one is supposed to rely on it anyway? His question wasn't about Rosh Hashanah. His question was about the rest of the year. The Ilu b'Rosh Hashanah, Maikom Mahadaluhu. This would be no response on Rabbi Gamliel's part to ask this question. V'haret tzorich l'eret l'fnei ha-teva, k'dei sh'yiskeu al-sei de-brachos. Sh'lo omu ele b'tzivu. Very interesting. The Ran says there's a special reason and a special mechayev to have Chazaras Hashatz and Rosh Hashanah, which is in order to have Tkiyos HaSeder Brachos. You have to have a Chazaras Hashatz and Rosh Hashanah if for no other reason than otherwise we couldn't have Tkiyos HaSeder Brachos, because again, clearly this is like what underlies the Ramah, right? That the whole mitzvah of Tkiyos HaSeder Brachos is limited exclusively to tzibur, right? It doesn't.
Limited to tzibur, or is it limited to tzibur?
It's limited to. Oh, so that's a good point. That's a good point. Meaning the difference being whether or not the tzibur you blow during the sound stress, right? Exactly.
The Ran will hold not. Yes.
The Ran clearly 100%. The Ran clearly holds not like the Aruch that you would not blow during the sound stress with the tzibur. Right. You're absolutely correct. It's limited to Chazaras Hashatz.
I just have a question. Is Ron saying that tefillah b'tzibur, I mean, I'm assuming taking it a step further, that tefillah b'tzibur means only with Chazaras Hashatz? In other words...
No, that sort of depends upon why we're limiting it to Chazaras Hashatz. So we have to, that's an important question, but let's reserve judgment on that. Okay, so we have basically here maybe we'll just add the Rambam to the equation here before we comment on it. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Zayin, says as follows: Hatzibur chayav neshmor hatkios aseidah brachos. Right? And it's quite clear from the Rambam, it's not that the Yochid and the Tzibur have the same mitzvah, but go about it differently. It's quite clear that the Tzibur has this added mitzvah, this special mitzvah, which a Yochid does not have. Okay. So what we have then is an explicit machlokas rishonim. If we had time, maybe we'll have time later, we'll see. We'll add the Balamar to the mix. But we have then a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Ran say explicitly that the whole mitzvah of Tzkios Aseh Debrachos only exists for Tzibur, and moreover, the Ran says quite clearly that he is of the opinion that, and even in the presence of a Tzibur, it's limited to Chazaras Hashatz. Right? It's limited to Chazaras Hashatz. Rashi, on the other hand, this is not explicit, but given that the Mahalach in Rashi, so Rashi is then implying that the mitzvah of Tzkios Aseh Debrachos exists for a Yochid as well, but the only thing is that the Yochid goes about it differently than the Tzibur. Whereas the Tzibur, again, actually integrated into the Shemoneh Esrei proper, the Yochid blows immediately afterwards. Okay. So let's try to understand what this is about. Specifically, I mean, Rashi is certainly the easier position to understand, right? Tkiyas Aseh Debrachos. So we understand Tkiyas Aseh Debrachos, again, is because Tkiyas Shofar is also a Kiyam Tefillah. In addition, Tkiyas Shofar also hints at the themes of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofar. So that's what Chazal said. So the two should be integrated. They enhance each other. So Rashi says, okay, so if for whatever reason our model is, the pattern is that a Yochid can't insert it into the Shemoneh Esrei proper, but there's no reason that he shouldn't have this enhanced Kiyum of Tkiyos Aseh Debrachos. By saying Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos, and then blowing, so it makes the Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofos resonate in the Tkiyos Shofar. By blowing Shofar in the context of Tefillah, so it underscores the fact that Shofar is a form of Tefillah. So why shouldn't you have this for Tzibur as well? I think Rashi is the easier opinion to understand. But why shouldn't you have this for Tzibur as well? So I'd like to present two explanations.
Sure.
Again, so Rashi thinks that the mitzvah of Tkiyos Aseh Debrachos is for a Yochid as well, okay, albeit it's carried out differently. And the Ran and the Rambam say explicitly that it's only for Tzibur. Now, Rashi is the easier, what we have to work is to understand the Rambam and the Ran. Rashi is easy to understand, meaning that the way we understand Tkiyos Aseh Debrachos, what do we understand? That each one is enhanced by the juxtaposition. Tkiyas Shofar is but the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofos will carry over into the Tkiyas Shofar. So not only do you say them, but it resonates in the Shofar. On the other hand, the Shofar, we underscore its character of Tefillah by integrating it into Tefillah. So both of those ideas seem equally relevant to a Yochid, right? So why is it that the Chazal deserve this mitzvah exclusively for the Tzibur? Right? That's the question. So two answers. Answer number one, the Rav said, very interesting answer. Very, very interesting answer. He said, you know why the Rambam thinks he can't have Tkiyos Aseh Debrachos except for Tzibur? And Shalom, what would you observe? That the Ran says that even the Tzibur, right, unlike the Oruch, Just to review very quickly, if you take a look in the Tosfos on Lamed Gimel and Beis, when Tosfos is actually not interested in this question per se, but Tosfos quotes Kayodua, the famous view of the Oruch. Take a look in the fourth line after they branch out here in Lamed Gimel and Beis in the Tosfos. Uba Oruch Pirush Shohayu Osin Kein Shapirush Be'erech Orev Dehalein Machde Machmerei Ve'Avdei. This is the Oruch records, the custom that he knew of. Avdei shloshim kidiyasrin. Okay, so they blow 30 kolos tkiyos to miyushav. Ushloshim belachash. Ushloshim ala seder. Keneged meyo piyo depayo ima desisra. That's very cryptic, very enigmatic. why exactly we have to commemorate the sister's mother's wailing. Right? So it's true that the Gemara quotes the psukim of Aim's sister in terms of helping us figure out whether a truah is a shvar and is what we call a truah. Okay, whatever, that's the tzarchi and what it means. And then he says, and then we're mashlim the 100, but the ilayn asar inun kishagomen kol atfilah, that we have another 10 after the Chazaras HaShatz. Right? But clearly the Aruch had the custom in the Shtilah Shmon Esrei as well. So why is it again that...
Interesting, even in the Aruch, where he talked about them,
Well, I think Shlosh Balachas, what would they be then?
It's another Kiyum of Shofar, but it's not the Kiyum of Shofar.
That's an interesting observation. That's a very interesting observation. See, your deal is fascinating. The problem, though, is that if it's not a Kiyum of Al HaSeder, then Stam, you certainly have no right to put it into the Shmon Esrei. I mean, you can't. It's a good thing to. There are lots of good things to do, but you can't do them in the middle of Shmon Esrei. They have nothing to do with Shmon Esrei, right? The only reason we can have duchening in the middle of Shmon Esrei, tariy duchening in the middle of Shmon Esrei, because the context of duchening is supposed to be avoda, and the avoda context that we have for duchening outside the Beis Hamikdash is davening. But you can't stamazay have. So I don't know. Unless he just wants to indicate somehow or other to indicate. Once he said Balachash, it's clear that the next Shloshim Al HaSeder means Chazaras HaShatz. So maybe he doesn't necessarily mean to imply that, because I don't know conceptually how that could be that you'd be allowed to blow at Balachash without it being a kiyum of Al Seder Brachos. I think otherwise you couldn't do it. Okay, so the Aruch has it. So what we want to know is, again, even in the Aruch, right, it could be that he would disagree with Rashi, but so we want to know two things. A, why should it be that according to the Rambam and the Ran, that it's limited to Tzibur? And number two, even within Tzibur, the Ran, and for reasons that... if we have time, we'll see. It's definitely the case that the Rambam would agree with this as well, that it's only in the Chazaras HaShatz. So the Rambam gave a very fascinating explanation. He said that, for instance, if you look, just read our halacha from Hilchos Tefillah, in Perikei of Hilchos Tefillah, so in Perik Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam lists Chamisha Dvarim, which are ma'akev as a tefillah, which are indispensable, they're absolutely ma'akev. In Parak Chamishi, the Rambam has Shmona Dvarim, which is supposed to be Nizel Chatchila, but B'diavad, it's okay. So one of them is Hashvaya Sakol, is modulating one's voice. What does that mean? Kate said, Lo Yagbiya Kolo B'Tfilaso. On the other hand, Lo Yispalo B'Libo, you can't just think the words of the Shmona Esrei. Ela Mechatech HaDvarim B'Svasav, U'Mashmir L'Oznav B'Lachash. When a Yochid davens, so the tefillah is supposed to be a tefillah b'lachash. The lo yashmiya kolo elim ken hayachola o she'ele yochol v'chavin eslibo ad she yashmiya kolo. So then hareze muta. And even then you shouldn't do it b'tzibo, not disturb everyone else. So when a yachid daven, he's supposed to daven b'lachash, right? When a yachid daven, the mitzvah of tefillah is b'lachash. And again, I think it's easy to understand what that represents, but whatever it does, the mitzvah for a yochid is to daven balachash. So says the Rav, tkiyas haseder brachos is only possible when the form of tefillah, when the tzura of tefillah is b'kol rach. But if the tzura of tefillah is balachash, so then you can't have tkiyas haseder brachos. The two are antithetical.
too many antithetical. That's a fascinating explanation. So that's one explanation, meaning that Be'emes, the chilik is not really between Yachid and Tziva. Ein Achanami. The question we ask, wouldn't it be equally meaningful for a Yachid to get Tchiyos or Seder Brachos? The answer is, yeah, in theory, in terms of the connection, thematically, conceptually, between the Tchiyos and the Brachos, yeah. But there's something else which prevents it. And that's it. The modality of Tfilah, the Tzura of Tfilah for a Yachid is Balachash. That precludes, by definition, Tchiyos or Seder Brachos.
Okay, so obviously the question is, then what about, how can you, according to the Rav, how could you blow, according to the Aruch, how could you blow the Nishkol Shemoneh Esrei, if the Chiv, the Rambam describes, the Shemoneh Esrei is for Yachid, right? So how could you ever, according to the sheet, blow the Nishkol Shemoneh Esrei?
That's the problem with a good explanation. I mean, what you thought you understood now becomes shit, right? It's such a good parrot. But now those who had, so Einachanan, okay, so, I don't know, so maybe Balachas just has to be the words, but maybe a call which has no words to it, maybe that's not antithetical. But
if that's the case, then you can do Obiyachid also.
Okay, so that's one Malach. But let's explore a second Malach. And I think the second Malach would allow for the minig of the Aruch as well, of that the distinction between Tzibur and Yachid is even within the silent Shemoneh Esrei, the B'tzibur. And that is, we'll begin, don't really need this, but begin with a Gemara in Brachos here, on Davav. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, Ein tefila shel adam nishma'as ela beveis ha-knesset. There's a special maila, a special skula to davening in a beis knesset, even if you can't daven with a minyan. Even if for whatever reason, you can't, let's say you're going on a trip, you can't wait until the tzibur is going to daven mincha at 7 o'clock. But you have to daven mincha at 4 o'clock. There's no minyan around. If you can get into a shul, it's better to daven mincha in a shul, even when you're going to be davening b'yechidus. Abba Binyamin Omer, Ein Tfilah Shal Adam Nishmas El Beveis HaKnesses. Shenema from Tfilah Shlomo, Lishmoa El Harina Ve'El HaTfilah. B'makom Rina, Sham Tehei Tfilah. In the place which is designated for, consecrated by Rina, right? Rina is a song. Sham Tehei Tfilah, that's where you should daven. So how does that, so there's a gap here, no? So why does Mokom Rina limited to Beis Knesses? Right? There's a logical gap here, right? But Mokom Rina, Sham Tehei Tfilah, so how does that translate into Beis Knesses? Mm-hmm. So Rashi fills in that gap. Rashi says, Mokom Rina means Beis HaKnesses. By virtue of what? Shesham Omim HaTzibur Shiros V'Sishbachos B'Ne'imas Kol Arev. Because that's what the Tzibur, right, together say, Shiros V'Sishbachos, again, with sweet melodies. Okay, so why can't I have a Mokom Rina, let's say, where a Yachid doesn't, and a Yachid says his Shiros V'Sishbachos. How did we fill in the gap here? There's a little bit of a subtle point, but listen, it's there's wonderful things behind this. It's clear from Rashi, clear from the Gemara, that Rina, right, Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in its fullest sense, is only the Tzibur. Right? That's the missing, that fills in the logical gap here, right? That Shira in its fullest sense, Rina in its fullest sense, is only the Tzibur. Meaning, not just that there's an added kiyum of einam domim and mu'atim osin ritzano shamakam and merubim osin ritzano shamakam, but rina, true rina, means it's betzibur. Why does true rina mean that it's betzibur? Why is that? So it's like this. We say in Adon Olam, Right? Adon Olam Hashem Olach, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nifa. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolute, and therefore he ruled even before anything was created. B'terem Kol Yitzir Nifa. However, La'es Na'asa V'cheftzo Kol, right? When at his will, V'cheftzo, Na'asa Kol, everything was created, then Azai Melech Shmo Nikras. That Hashem didn't, kaviyochol, become a melech until we were created. Or, as we quote, there's a saying from Rabbeinu Bachya, right, which really expresses it most directly for our context, the phrase is, ein melech below on. You can't have someone who's a king, you can't have someone who's a king who doesn't have a people. You can't, you can have... A person can build himself a palace, and he can build himself a throne, and he can buy himself a scepter. If he doesn't have a people, he's not a king. Ein melech below on. So kaviyochol, and look, we say it. Azai melech shmo nikra. Again, it was only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and again, in creation was toli va'olmeid until Vav Sivan, right? Yom HaShishi, until Vav Sivan, until we accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so only then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu become a melech. Now what that implies is that the mitzvah of Malchios, in its fullest sense, or in its truest sense, can only be fulfilled with Tzibur. Because as a yachid, so a person can say, I pledge my loyalty. I'll be a loyal subject. However, each one of us, qua yachid, can't, again, in the fullest sense of the word, be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the fullest sense, because ain melech below on. There ain melech below on. It's only when you have a malchios b'tzibur that you have a complete malchios. Again, men moshel ma'adav adome, a similar concept Rashi here has in Brachos, that it's only when the tzibur says rina for the same reason, because then it's rina to a melech. When the tzibur says that the shiras is tishvachos, so then it's rina to a melech. When a yochid says it again, a yochid, no matter how great, even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have the standing to make a kodesh baruch hu a melech, because ein melech below on. You can't be a melech over a yochid. Malchus implies over and on. So then, there is a dimension to Malchios which you only have B'tzibur. So then, that's the pshat, that it's dafke B'tzibur, that you have Tkios HaSei D'Brachos, because Chazal said, Ein Achanami, Tkios HaSei D'Brachos is the most perfect form of Malchios. And the most perfect form of Tkios Shofar is to integrate, to juxtapose the two. But precisely because it's the most perfect form of Malchios, that's reserved for the tzibur, because it's only the tzibur that you have a full kiyum of Malchios. Now that explanation can allow for Malchios, again, there are other variables which we haven't discussed, but that also, Yitochin, would allow for Malchios even in the silent Shwan Esrei as well. Okay.